What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Think Outside the Blue Box podcast, the creative journeys for the Tampa Bay area. Today we are joined by the one and only Soja Wildin.
Yeah, what's good, everybody? Soja Wildin right here. Yeah.
Soja, you wildin', man.
Hey.
How are you, man?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Good, good. Doing good. Staying busy. Mm-hmm. I see you're staying busy too, bro.
Hell yeah. With the music, yeah.
Yeah.
Always busy.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about you, man. Where are you originally from?
I'm from Mount Clemens, Michigan. It's a little small city, like 5 miles away from Detroit, you know. The area code is 48043. It's small. It has a population of like 16,000 people. It's 4 square miles, you know.
Get out of here.
Yeah, it's really small. Trust me.
So what brought you to Florida?
Okay, so my mom and dad, I was living with them, and then they got evicted from where we were growing up. So I moved in with my grandma down here.
In Michigan?
Yeah, we got evicted from Michigan.
Okay.
We moved here with our grandma because our grandma lives here. So me and my three brothers, we moved here. And then I have a baby brother who still lives in Michigan right now.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, so you still got family up there.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. You like it here better?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yeah, I like the sun.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. I like the shades.
Yeah. Thank you.
So tell me, man, what got you into music? What was it about music that kind of...
Man.
Sparked it, because you're 18, man. You're the youngest guy that I've ever had on the podcast.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, you're going places.
Yeah. Okay. So like growing up, I just listened to a lot of Eminem. He was like my inspiration. I used to always like write his lyrics in school, and I used to write lyrics. Me and my friends, we would like write down his lyrics in like the second grade. I had this friend named Dominic. He was a little white kid, and me and him used to like try to rap the fast part of like Eminem's Rap God. I still got it down pat, too.
Get out of here. Let's hear a little bit.
All right. Some of them are dimming, you assuming I'm human, but I got to do to get it through you. I'm superhuman and innovative. All right, that's enough.
Okay. All
right, you got to pay for the rest. But yeah, we used to write it down and stuff, and we used to try to rap it, you know? And then me and my brothers back at home, we used to write down our own little stuff, too. We used to steal everyone's flows, but just, like, put our own lyrics in there.
You do what you got
to
do, man.
Yeah. And then, also, I always wanted to make beats, also, because I used to hear the instrumentals, and I would be like, man, like, I wonder how they made this stuff in the background. I used to just call it background music, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what got me into music, is really just Eminem, Lil Wayne. Those two right there are the main ones I was listening to.
My two favorite lyricists.
Yeah, those are my favorite.
You can't touch them. You can't touch them at all.
I'll try.
Yeah, you'll try.
Yeah, I'll try.
So what have you done any shows?
Yeah, I did a lot of shows. So basically, this is funny. So my first show was pretty much like a surprise. So it was like homecoming. She was there. We were like, it was homecoming for our school. And then I walked up to the DJ. I was like, yo, play my music. Everyone here knows me and stuff. So let's do it. And he was like, you probably, everyone knows you, right? And then I was like, yeah, just trust me. And then he played it. And then everyone was just like, ah. And I was like jumping around. Everybody got lit. So, and then for my second show, it was something that got set up. She was there for it, too. It was something that got set up. I had like a flyer and everything in like a month in advance. And I was promoting and everything.
Where was it at?
It was at that, I don't remember specifically, honestly, I don't remember.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was promoting the fuck out of it. I was like telling everybody, I was like, yo, pull up. Everyone was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna pull up, I'm gonna bring my people, yada, yada, yada. And then we get there and we're just like waiting, and then like the place is like dead.
It's like nobody there.
Nobody there. So then like I got on stage and stuff, and like I was like performing, and I was like, wow, fuck everybody, they're not here. You know what I'm saying? That was my energy. I was like,
just gonna
so
do it anyway.
Yeah, I did it like halfway, and then I just put the mic down. I was like, forget this shit. But it was honestly like a blessing, though, because like I promoted it like on a blog had posted it, QC Media. They posted it, and then it went like viral within the city, and then they played my music on the radio and everything.
Nice. So you have your stuff on the radio?
Yeah, before I have. Yeah, they don't have it right now, but yeah. I'll get back up, you know.
Yeah. No, that's cool, man. So you're getting some recognition. You just here in Tampa?
I mean, I just realized my first show was actually in Nashville.
Nice.
In Nashville. I took the Greyhound bus. And I did some stuff with my uncle. His name's Mike Deuce. He's big out there in Nashville. So he put me on a little showcase with DJ Lil Mark. And then, you know, I went crazy. I did my song, No Sleep. Yeah. That was my main performance song back then. I used to always perform No Sleep. And they were rocking with me for sure.
Yeah.
But they got mad at me because I was wearing slides on the stage. They were like, dude, you can't be doing that.
Oh, come on. like singers and stuff, they should be allowed to wear whatever they want, man. Yeah, that's because it's about the music. It's not really about what you look like.
Okay, but I almost fell off stage.
Oh, okay. So it's a security issue.
Yeah.
It's a safety issue. Yeah. So that's the only show you done, man?
Well, I had a show recently. I went on stage for this open mic and it went crazy. I was like, I did this unreleased song called Shut Your Mouth. it's gonna be a part of my EP dropping July 4th. And then I did Lonely. So it was like a surprise to me because I have this friend named Ray Millions who, like, he does music too. And he was like, yo, we got this open mic coming Thursday. So I was like, yo, I'll pop out or whatever. So I went and then we were just chilling. I was just feeling the scene. I was like, yo, I actually kind of like this place a little bit. And I was talking to the DJ. It was like, oh, you can get 2 songs in. Because they were talking about like a 4-minute limit.
Okay.
But I was like, and he was like, oh, you can get your 2 songs in. So I sent in the 2 songs.
How many minutes was that?
It was a little over 4, but they let it slide. Right. Yeah, so I did Lonely, and then I tried to stand out. So there was, like, a little sofa up there on the stage. So I stood on top of it. Yeah, I was like, I never feel lonely. It's been nice. And I heard people like, oh, be careful. and then for Shut Your Mouth, you know, I had to go crazy for that. I love that song so much. Yeah. I'm like, soldier this, soldier that. And you shut your damn mouth. So I was going crazy with that. And then Ray, I don't know if people know, like, I was rocking with him or whatever. But, like, when I said shut your mouth, I went up to him and I shoved him. And I guess everybody liked that. I got a good reaction out of doing that. So I feel like
everybody
that's something.
Everybody applauded you.
Yeah, I feel like it's not applauded, but, like, you know, people were reacting to it. I feel like that's something I'm going to start doing, though, with that. I would guess, like, when I say shut your mouth at a show or something, I'll just shove somebody.
Yeah,
and
there
see
you
how
go.
I
go. So what inspires you, man? What's your songwriting process?
My songwriting process. So I just go on YouTube. You know, I look for free for profit beats because you know I get to work with producers. Yeah. So I just look for free for profit beats, and then I just listen for something like that's like standing out, like it's different. I don't want to write to a beat that like sounds like somebody else has used it before or something like similar to what someone's used before. So then when I hear the beat, I just start like humming. I start humming a bunch of melodies, like and different melodies, different flows. And then the lyrics start to come with the melody and the beat. Because like I feel like the beat, like the melody and the beat sets the tone for what you're supposed to say. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's definitely how it goes. And then everything just starts coming. Like it keeps coming and coming. And I always make sure I don't keep the same flow the entire song. I kind of make sure I change it up a little bit.
Mix it up, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for you, it's music first, then lyrics.
Yeah. It's about what people hear, like the melodies that they're hearing first, and then the lyrics come second. Because honestly, like what I noticed with music is like some of these songs, like the music, is, like the lyrics are trash as fuck, but they got good ass melodies. So it's like people still listen to it. So I always like have the priority. You know what I'm saying? I keep the priorities in line.
Do you think a producer is more important than a singer? In that sense,
that's a really good question. I mean,
yeah, because I think the music and the melody is kind of like the hook. Like it brings people in, and then your flow is kind of like what solidifies it.
Oh yeah, that's really tough. Yeah. That's a really tough question. I mean, who's more important?
I know you're kind of biased, but
yeah, no, it's definitely a producer.
Yeah,
it's definitely a producer, because there's like some charting songs where it's just like all beat, like 20% artist.
Yeah, the lyrics say nothing.
Yeah, and then the beats are just like, oh my god, like I'm really feeling this.
Have you worked with any producers?
Worked with any producers? No, not locally. I mean, Beats by Taz, I got on like one of his beats, but like that's all internet. Like, you know what I'm saying? I haven't like went in the studio with anybody.
Gotcha.
Like, yeah.
Gotcha. Have you been to the studio? Like, where do you record your stuff?
I record my stuff in Largo in Head High Studios. I started off at Clear Track Studios. I really like it. They have really good quality, but the price was too high for me to, like, go consistently. So
yeah.
I'm locked in with Head High Studios right now and back in Largo.
Yeah, they got a good spot.
Yeah, they got a good spot. And, Clear Track was all the way in Clearwater. I used to take Ubers out there. Like before I could drive, I used to take Ubers out there, bro. That was like,
that's what I'm saying, dude. Like I admire your hustle, dude. Because you, with all your limited, you know,
yeah,
all your limitations, you're still getting it done, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
One time I worked with Zach.Mod for the video. I Ubered out there. I paid for the video, paid for the studio time to record the song, paid for the Uber back. It was like a $500, $600 trip.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was working at a restaurant for that.
Wow.
Yeah,
you made it happen, though.
Yeah, for real.
You made that. What was your first song? What was the one that you like put out there? You're like, this is me.
This is a song called No Advantages. So we found that me and my friend, we found this producer online. He had like these really catchy beats, like the melody's like,
one day I was heading, now these niggas copy me now.
So I got on the bus, bro, and I was just like listening to it. I was like, man, this is a vibe. And I started writing. Nice. And then me and my friend, like, we went to the studio like a week later, and then, you know, we recorded that bitch, and it was just so hard, bro. Oh my god. Like, it's still one of my hardest songs. I don't know if you heard it yet, but it's called No Advantages. You should definitely listen to it.
Yeah, I'll play it. I'll play it for the audience too.
Alright, but and then listen, we put it out there. He let me put it on my platforms, which is a blessing because it's a really good song. He let me put it on my platform because he was like the feature.
Like, put your name, like the lead.
It's on my platform. Like, it's on my Spotify.
So. Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, like, I'm just glad I didn't like jump on and like give him the song. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, respectfully. So, yeah. And then we were like promoting it within the school, and everybody was just going crazy. Like, everybody was going crazy because I went to Alonzo High School. Like,
people. Oh, okay.
That's like mainly like where a lot of people know me.
Alonzo.
Yeah, Alonzo High School. Like, yeah, I wouldn't say that's mainly where they know me, but like that's where it all started. Like, but yeah, everyone was just talking about it. People were like treating me like I'm a little celebrity or whatever. They were like posting about it. There was like this like running joke, like that the song would like save your life or whatever, help you get good grades, you know, make your life better or something. And people were just rolling with it. So yeah, it was doing really good. Yeah. So like, and like the same thing with the music. Like, I don't promote that song now, but like I know throughout my lifetime, like, one day is just gonna get as big as it's supposed to be, you know. Like, I'm not in a rush.
Hey, if you keep consistently putting stuff out, yeah.
I mean, it's gonna get recognized one day. Like, yeah. I was 16 years old when I dropped that, and it, in my opinion, it sounds better than most mainstream artists' first song. So I just believe that one day it's gonna get where it's supposed to get.
Dude, you already have an audience, man.
Yeah.
At 18, so you started at 16 then.
I started like rapping when I was 16. Like, I started like putting music out
officially,
when I was 16. Yeah, yeah, because like I've been doing this shit forever, like writing music and listening to what everyone else got going on. Yeah, it's honestly my life. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any family members that are into it?
I have a lot. Oh my god.
Like, yeah, like your whole family's into music.
I have like they do like managers, like they're all in the industry, you know what I'm saying? They're all over the place.
So you grew up around this stuff?
I wouldn't say grew up around it. Yeah, I kind of put myself into it.
Really?
Yeah.
Even with the family members in the industry?
No one was gonna push me to get into music.
Really?
Yeah.
So how did you manage that, man?
I mean, in eighth grade, I started making beats and stuff because I went to the Boys and Girls Club, and they had, like, a little studio. And, like, I used to just sit down in there making beats. And my friend Joel, he was like, yo, you need to start up a YouTube channel. And then I started up the YouTube channel, and then people started buying the beats. And I'm like, oh, shit. And I'm, like, 15 years old, like, $1,000. Oh. $1,000 coming in. I'm just, like, spending that shit left and right. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm balling.
Reckless.
Yeah, this shit built up my ego like a bitch. I'm not gonna lie. I had the biggest ego for a 15, 16-year-old. Oh, my God.
Damn.
But, I mean, I had it going. I started off producing. Yeah.
So you started off making the beats?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you do that now? Why don't you do that now?
I still do.
You do?
Yeah, I run like a custom beat service and stuff. I always hit up people all the time. They always hit me up. And they still come for the beats that I put out like, you know, years ago. People still hit me up for those and they still want to buy them and stuff. So, but yeah, I like doing the custom beats. Like, I always have artists hit me up and stuff. And they're like, yo, I want this done. I want this done. And I always get it. And I always get good feedback and stuff. Yeah. And cool. I always try to throw features on top of it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you enjoy doing more?
Definitely making songs now.
Producing?
Oh no, rapping.
Oh, rapping. Yeah, okay,
definitely.
Okay,
yeah.
You rap to your own beats?
I have one song, two songs, Villain and Reminiscing. Those are the two songs I rapped on my own beats. But like for future reference, I'm definitely gonna do like a project or something when I'm rapping on my own beats. But I don't want to do it forever. Like, people ask me why I don't just do it like full time. It's because I don't want to limit myself. Because I know, like, I'm not the best producer in the world, but in my mind, I'm one of the best artists. So you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, you got to diversify too, man. You can't put all your eggs in one basket.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, that's awesome, dude. What's your biggest project that you've worked on that you're the most proud of?
So my first project I put out, it was like 11 songs long, but I didn't necessarily love the music on there. It was okay. I feel like the music on there was okay.
Was it to put something out?
Yeah, because I don't want to stop, you know. I wouldn't want to stop.
Yeah, yeah.
But there was one song on there particularly that stood out. It was called You Got It. Yeah, that's a good song. You should definitely check that one out. But as of right now, I like Straight From The Bottom, which is coming out July 4th.
Hey, so.
question where I'm at, cause I don't hate on nobody. I'm a real
all different types of music. And it's just it's only seven songs. Like, I have a twerk song in there. I've never even been in a strip club before. Nice. And they're already playing it in the strip club. Like, oh, wow. Yeah, I feel good about that. And yeah, then
that is good.
The first song's called Straight for the Bottom.
You're not even old enough to go in the, strip club. Now you are, yeah.
Yeah, now I am. Yeah, and then I think.
But they're already playing your stuff, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's release. Awesome.
Yeah, it feels good.
So this new project that's coming out July 4th, tell us a little bit about that.
It was all about just, you know, diversifying everything, you know, just showing people, like, within seven songs, I can do this, you know what I'm saying? Seven songs. And wow. I can do all of that. You know, different style, different, like, subgenres of rap. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. It shows your flexibility as an artist.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of people don't have that. They stick to one sound. A lot of people stick to one sound. They stick to one type of beat, and they can't change it up. Like, I understand that's cool, like, for the fans and stuff, but me personally, I'm about the art. I'm about the art of the voice and the instrumentals, you know what I'm saying? Being able to change it up. That's what I'm about.
Yeah, making the actual music. Because, like you said, some artists, like, find a sound that their audience really connects with, but then they kind of stick to that, and then they're known as that.
Yeah, and then one day it's going to get old, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to get old. I want to be able to still do this in 2075.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, like...
Yeah, don't limit yourself.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to die out like that.
It's like those artists, just Linkin Park comes to mind, where they had, like, a specific sound, and then they just changed it. Completely overnight.
That's what I want to do. Like, I want to make a sound that people were like, oh my god, that's so good. And they're like, oh my god, that's still good.
Yeah, like it shows their versatility as an artist. Like, they can do this. Lil Wayne is another one.
Yeah,
he did the Rock album. He did the, you know, like, he went out there and did it, you know. Like, he didn't care that some of his fans didn't like it.
That's why he still has his fans today.
Because, yeah,
exactly. People, like, sleep on that.
Yeah.
Like, that's the quality that you need, like. You gotta be able to change it up.
Yeah. And that proves that Lil Wayne is not just a rapper.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
He's an artist.
You're like, an artist, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What other genres have you kind of delved into? I know you said alternative hip hop.
Oh my god. I wrote like this crazy ass like type of like, I don't even know the name of the genre, but it's like this beat, it sounds like some hip hop type of stuff, and it's like a little love vibe, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's like some bouncy stuff. It's like you're driving, you're taking like a 16-hour drive type of music, and it comes on the radio type of vibe.
Gotcha.
I haven't put it out yet because, you know, I don't feel like my audience would be so welcome to it now, but when I feel like they're ready, I'll definitely put it out there.
Yeah, you gotta work them into it.
yeah.
So any other genres?
Any other genres?
Have you tried reggae?
What is that?
You don't know, right?
Bro, I try like a little country rap though.
Really?
Yeah, I have a little country rap.
Okay. Is it out?
No, it's not.
No. Okay.
Like that's like another one of those things I gotta see. I wait
when
for
the
that.
Timing's right.
I don't want to blow up off.
Yeah, right.
I don't want to blow up off nothing like that.
So what's after this project, man? What's next for you?
Honestly, just different singles like. With different like type of brands to them, you know, and different type of feels to them. I just wrote this song today. It was a sample in this one song, If I Ruled the World. And I was just like if I ruled the world, you know, I'll do this, I'll do that, you know what I'm saying? Like talk about my own life, you know? Yeah. And also for the EP, I have like a music video that I'm gonna drop like probably like 2 weeks after the EP drops.
It's a song. For this current project?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a song called Heartless. I went to, like, to the beach and stuff.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice little vibe. I don't know how to express myself, so I just keep that shit inside.
Nah, this ain't the life. Got, like, people jumping in, like, fans and stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's a good feel. It's a good video.
That's cool. When did you shoot that?
I think it was early this month, probably, like, June 5th, June 6th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so just recent.
Yeah, it's recent. You know, I still got the beats going on. I just got fired from my job. I got fired from my job like 2 weeks ago, but I replaced
that.
That's
okay. You got more time to make music.
I just want people to listen to my old music, like Lonely and stuff, Villain, Reminiscing, You Got It. I want people to listen to that. Like, that's my stuff. That's because, like, I feel like I'm, like, in a huge transition right now. Like, now that I'm turning 18, like, I went from being, like, a young artist, and I'm growing into, like, an adult artist, like, where things are, like, more serious, and I can't just play around with it.
Yeah.
So, like, I still want people to tune into my older stuff just to, like, look at me and see, like, yo, he was doing that back when he was younger. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because, like you said, like, a lot of people just weren't doing that.
Yeah. No, and I like artists that leave up their old stuff, too, yeah. Because especially if you're proud of it, if you're, right. If it's something you're you know, you put out there and it did well.
Yeah.
Because then you can see the progress.
Right,
exactly. So you can go back, like, if somebody listens to your new stuff and say, hey, yeah, yeah, that's fire. So then they go back and they listen to your history, and then they can yeah. tell, okay, yeah, that's where you came from, yeah. you know?
But pretty much, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to just keep dropping a bunch of EPs so people just have, like, unlimited amount of music to, like, pick and choose from. Because not every song is going to get added to the playlist, so.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to just keep going. And hopefully one day I get recognized by a label or something, you know, and they come pick me up on my terms, you know. And I get to do everything the way I want to do it because I kind of like the way I'm doing things.
It's working.
I don't have the major audience. I don't have everything major yet. I don't have the major shows, but I'm being patient. I'm working on my craft, doing what I'm supposed to do, still doing shows. I'm still putting out the music. Just, I need a team. I don't have a team yet. Yeah. And I'm still doing everything by myself.
You'll get there, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you'll get there. It'll come.
Yeah.
It'll sure. come. You already got the momentum, dude.
Yeah.
You already got sure. the audience. Your Instagram is blowing up.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Hopefully we can get some of these clips on there.
No, for
real. Yeah.
No, I'll definitely put some clips on there.
For yeah, sure. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome, man. Where can people find your stuff?
You can find me on Spotify. You can find me on Apple Music, YouTube, Pandora, Amazon, all that. Whatever you...
And Soulja Wildin?
Soulja, you Wildin.
You Wildin.
Soulja, !! You Wildin, !! Yeah.
Okay. Let me ask you about the name. Where did you get that?
Okay, bro. So
before we go.
It was like producer, like it started with a producer. So I was like trying to find a free producer tag, right? So like I was looking at movie clips. I was like looking at movie clips for something that like had potential. And then I stumbled across this movie that I used to watch growing up called I'm Gonna Get You Sucker. I don't know if you watched it. It's like a black movie.
No.
But it was like this one clip where he was like, "Oh, you mean the Soulja dude?" Yeah, the Soulja dude. And like it was like Soldier, but like I was like, yo, I want this to be a little bit different. So I put Soja. And then it was just Soulja. At first it was just Soulja. And then I rolled with that for like a year. And then I paid this one dude like $20 for a tag. And he like blocked me. I don't know. Like after he gave me the tag, he like blocked me. He like did a lot of tags. Yeah. And then people just started like commenting on my beats. They're like, Soulja, you wild. So I was just like, yo, that's low key my name.
That's it.
Yeah, it's definitely my name.
That's it.
Yeah. So
you ever heard of Soulja, the reggae?
Yeah. I want to do something with them like in my lifetime.
Yeah,
bro.
That'd swear, be awesome.
Like a show or something, bro.
Yeah, whatever. Every time I see your name, I think of them.
Yeah. I always see them and stuff. I don't know. They like my comments sometimes. But
yeah.
I wonder if that's just like a bot or something, or like their manager or something, because they don't hit me up or anything. They don't respond to me, but I think one day I'll get in touch with them.
Yeah.
Because like I don't want to be like battling against them for their name or anything. Like we're in two different genres, mm-hmm. so we can make it work.
Yeah, you know? You can do a collab.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be awesome. I listen, bro, to Soulja all the time. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, they make good stuff.
Yeah. I like listen to this one song that I like. I don't remember the name of it or anything, but I like listen to their stuff because, like, you know, I had to check it out.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, they got your name, so.
Yeah, I was like, yo, I like it. I like what they got going on and stuff. And they always touring and stuff. They got mm-hmm. a lot of motion. I like it.
Oh, yeah. They come to Florida all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I see them at Janice Live. And
They come in Tampa?
Yeah.
Bro, you need to let me know or something.
Yeah, yeah.
We can, like,
sure.
go together or something.
Yeah.
And see Soulja. Try to meet him or something.
Trying to get backstage, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks again, man. Thanks again for coming by and the great conversation, dude.
Yeah,
appreciate definitely. You coming by and wish you the best.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate it.
Thank you. And thank you guys for watching. We'll see you guys in the next episode. Thanks.